The next agenda item is Rocky Bond Retreat and Conference Center of the Blind. And it's going to, I am the chairman of Rocky Bottom, and I know that you want to hear my voice again. So I have asked our vice chairman, Ed Bible, if you could please give the report. So let's welcome Ed Bible.
Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help.
Thank you. Who here loves Rocky Bottom? Yeah, I do. Great. Well, I'm here to let you know the current status of the Rocky Bottom and some of the challenges we've gone through. Well, first of all, I've had a lot of questions about my sister, who happens to be the resident manager of Rocky Bottom, and early last month had suffered a minor stroke. And so she's been in the hospital. She's been through rehabilitation. She's back up on the mountain there in Rocky Bottom. Her daughter is with her to make sure she's okay. And it looks like she's going to bounce back because she's just too ornery to do anything else. So that's in good shape. It's been a real tough year for Rocky Bottom. It's been a lot of things happening. We have definitely risen to the occasion as our Federation family. You've heard all the fundraisers for Rocky Bottom, the one last night, the Midlands Gives, and other fundraisers we've all done for Rocky Bottom to help out the current situation. To go over some of the big things that have happened is right after we had our Christmas retreat, there was a huge storm there. Over 30 trees went down. And they caused a lot of damage. The chapel, which was just been renovated a few years before, had two trees fall on it, went through the roof, it went down inside. It also wiped out our brand new heat pump and pretty much destroyed a lot of the chapel. We've also had other trees come down across our crosswalk, our boardwalk, our beautiful gazebo as you come into the entrance was completely crushed and has now already been hauled off because of the danger of all the rubble that was from that. So different volunteer groups have come up and helped a great deal. Church groups have come up to help. I know my church, Mount Hebron, has come up to help with our Sunday school class with labor and money. Lots of Boy Scouts have come up and bivouacked and helped clear out trees, cut up trees, burn trees in our fire pit, which is normally for s'mores. By the way, it still works for s'mores. And so we've been doing a lot of work. The Salem Lions Club in particular and Lions across our state have banded together to work with us. In fact, they're up there today, right now. And they're looking at different things they can fix. One of the things that we had happen is the large heat pump in the dining hall had gone out, and with Jennifer's program, A Successful Transition, stepped forward with the children's program and has paid for a brand new 4-ton HVAC, which is expensive. On the other side of that, the air conditioner that was crushed by the tree on the chapel was unrepairable, but it turns out after it was rehabilitated, we had taken out the old heat pump, and the guy looked at it, got it going again, so it's now running. And on top of that, the Lions Club, in particular Salem, and contributions from all the money you guys helped raise went into putting in a brand new roof on the chapel, which is one of those metal roofs, green, and I'm told it looks absolutely beautiful. So that is a good thing. A lot of work has been done up there to clean up the mess of the storm and to get it back into shape. So it's just been a great deal of work. People have come together, the Lions, Scouts, and other groups have come together to give us a hand. We still need to do our share in terms of if we can go up there and help with labor and so on and so forth. It's been a challenging year, but we have risen to the challenge and is keeping Rocky Bottom open and keeping it going. And we are looking at making a number of changes. You know, we get a brochure for Rocky Bottom to spread the word to other organizations that they can rent our facilities and have their programs there for further income for the Rocky Bottom. are working on a website and expanding it with the computer science technology division, and making sure our websites are, you know, something makes it attractive for sighted people to look at it and say, hey, I want to go there. There are many things that started there. And as he just said, I only had 15 minutes. The pool is kind of a lost cause for this particular summer. So we are closing up the pool for the year. We're draining the water out. We're going to use a pressure washer, clean the whole thing up, close it down. You get it ready to go for next year so we can start it early and get the pool open. I'm so good. Okay. I'll keep waiting for you to poke me. yes. All the programs that we're doing up there, the seniors program, the two senior programs. I love hearing the people and the stories, what's going on up there. Our national senior program, our children's program, all have gone extremely well and have definitely changed people's lives. And that's why we're there. Role models of all our blind counselors and other people who have gone. Those programs are definitely working and definitely going strong. That's why we had to work so hard in getting everything else fixed up, the heat pumps and so on and so forth, to make sure everybody stays cool and everything's working properly. There are other things that we need to do up there to keep on working and building it and keep making it better, more advertising, trying to rent it out more and so on. But I feel very positive about what we're doing. Does anyone have any particular questions about Rocky Bottom? All right. Well, keep Rocky Bottom in your prayers. And if you have any ideas, you know, call me up, Ed Bible, and just let me know. Hey, we should look into this or we should look into that. Because I never know when an idea is going to be a good one or a referral to a person or someone else, like you said before, pulling on a thread or whatever, can result in a very positive results for our Rocky Bottom, our beloved Rocky Bottom. Oh, yeah. Now, y'all should know about that. It's been going on for a long time, but Fun Day is coming up. Frank, I forgot the dates. What is Fun Day? Okay, never mind. President is going to talk about Fun Day, but it's still going to be coming up and working on it. That's another plan in motion. My main thing is to keep everything running. God bless.
Thank you, Mr. Bible. Fun Day is coming up, and it's coming up Labor Day weekend, and it's going to be August the 31st. It'll be a one-day event like it was last year. We will serve four meals, three on Saturday, one on Sunday morning. $30 if you want to stay for the four meals through Sunday morning. And if you just come for the lunch on Saturday, it'll be $10 per person. Kids are – help me out here, guys – that's what I said, $10. $10 for children under 12. We are going to have an auction Saturday, so please bring auction items. Things that we probably didn't sell last night, we'll probably use as some of the auction items, but please bring some more. That's one of our biggest money makers for that weekend. We are planning to do a cookout, have hamburgers and hot dogs for our meal on the grill Saturday. For lunch. It worked out well last year. We do plan to do that again this year. If you need a reservation, give me a call at 803-796-8662, or you can call the Federation Center at 803-254-3777 and let us know. We have some folks who have called already. I think we've about 10, 12 people have called, so keep those calls coming in. Love to have a full house. I have a lot of you there. Come up for the day. It's a fun time. That's what we call a fun day. And we'll also be selling T-shirts, caps. We'll have a yard sale and all that kind of good stuff. So come on. Let's help out Rocky Bottom. Let's have some good fellowship. And let's make some money for Rocky Bottom.